It's a titbit nipply in here. Okay, I need to kind of speed through this because I got called into night shift tonight, and I kind of wanted to take a nap, and fuck you, computer, don't be making sounds. I wanted to take a nap. I didn't take a long enough nap. I work a night shift tonight. I worked 17 hours yesterday, 9 hours the day before, but like the 9 hours ended about 7 hours before my 17-hour shift, so if you're following this, you know I'm very tired, and I have to work again, and life is miserable because we have to work as human beings. So I'll be going through this, I'll be editing as I go, hopefully that works. I kind of doubt it, but it's what we have to work with right now because I kind of need to rush, I need to be at work in like a little over an hour. So everything's going to be just fine. I got one person to offer me advice over the sickness podcast last week, and that was Robbie saying that his remedy for sickness is sleep and rest. Sleep and rest. Both of them? You don't say. You sleep and rest, not at the same time, different times. That's pretty incredible. That's what I mostly did, except for I had to work throughout it because like sick time's not a real thing whenever your employment's understaffed in America. You like have to feel guilty about calling off sick. It's great. And if anybody from work is listening, it's nothing personal. I like you guys. It's just like this is the way things work in America. Like America's just a fucking dumb country where you have to feel guilty about calling off work. It's just it's incredible. I'm sure plenty of people get mad at me for saying that because of how we are hardwired and brainwashed. But like, it's fine. You can be mad at me. That's how I feel. And that's how I'm going to continue to feel. So what would have happened if I got the proper amount of sleep I wanted to get before night shift tonight? I would have announced on Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Instagram, Threads, that I would have been delaying the podcast till tomorrow, and I would have held it tomorrow because I have plans tomorrow and I'm not getting called into work until Christmas Eve whenever I work a 14-hour shift. And then I work a 14-hour shift on Christmas Day. And I thought about taking next week off because my last holiday one didn't do too great. But I have plenty of time next week, except for the day of the podcast release. I'm continuing my sleeve on my arm with the tattoos. I was asked another question. Apparently some people are a little bit behind, and that's fine because we're catching up now and the numbers are starting to rise. We had 5 on this last episode. The sick rant, I don't know if it's because it's quick or because I was coughing and people thought that was hilarious that I was dying. I'm fine with either way. We're getting numbers back up and I like it. Let's get it to where that first podcast is and beyond. Anyway, the question is, what are your goals with this podcast? Is it therapeutic for you? And my goals are to become rich and famous so I don't have to like go to a job. I can just record at home and fucking put stuff up. I'm kidding, that's not my goal. I'm just having fun with this. It's a fun thing that I'm doing for, like, what I went to college for, honestly. I went to college to be a sports broadcaster. I wanted to talk about football. But as I got older, I still have a lot of interest in football and broadcasting. However, I thought about, you know, expanding that, making it a little bit more broad so I can reach out to more of an audience. And I know that's like the opposite of what you're taught to do in a podcasting class or YouTube course or like whenever you're trying to reach out to people. You want to find your niche. And I just kind of, I don't like having a niche. I don't like being limited to one thing because my interests throughout the years have changed. Like, I used to love wrestling and watch it every week. I used to watch, like, literally every minute of wrestling there was every week. And I don't do that anymore. I catch up on, like, the highlights, but I don't have time to watch it thoroughly. And it's just, like, why would I limit myself to something? Like, say I do just limit it to football, but the Lions are having a bad season, and it's a weird season like this season. fortunately, the Lions are having a good season, I might be checked out by this point. I'm not checked out, though, and the Lions are making it fun for me to watch. I still have two fantasy leagues that I'm in the playoffs for. Neither of them are my, like, huge money league, but, like, they're two of my more fun leagues because, like, it's just less serious. And, like, the people like to shit-talk each other, and it just makes it a little bit more entertaining, you know? However, is this therapeutic? I guess, in a way, like I said, it's more I'm just having fun. My therapeutic stuff is I do meditation and I actually go to therapy. So whenever I go to my therapist and bitch about my life for an hour at a time, that's my therapeutic lifestyle. And obviously meditation is something fantastic. If you haven't tried it, you should. Both meditation and therapy, both things. If you have not tried, you definitely should. And the stigma on mental health, like having great mental health is something I can't recommend enough. Mine isn't exactly where I want it to be, but it's improved a lot over the years. Before I went to therapy, I would literally sit on the floor in my apartment alone, drunk, freezing because I couldn't afford heat at the time. Like, I was paying fucking $400 a month to keep my place barely at 60 degrees. So, like, yeah, it's just quite honestly life-changing for me. And if that sounded like a weird cut, it's because I still have a fucking cough from whenever I was sick. And I think I've had a cough ever since I started this podcast. And I went into a big coughing fit and kind of lost my train of thought. So I just kind of pieced things together there. Good times! I was also asked to re-evaluate my QB tier list, particularly Dak Prescott. And he threw for, I believe, 134 yards and an interception in a blowout win, or a blowout loss, the Bills won last weekend. So maybe not the best time to ask me to re-evaluate Dak Prescott. He may have been having an MVP season before that, but he also has a top 5 offensive line, top 5 offensive weapons, a top 5 like coaching staff probably. I don't know. Mike McCarthy is not great, but they did get a new offensive coordinator that Dak is working with this year. So a top 5 defense. So he's never really in any trouble where he has to like make like tight window passes or anything. Dak Prescott is average at best still to me. But I tell you what, if he wins MVP, first off, it's stolen from Christian McCaffrey because it's a quarterback award these days, and they need a non-quarterback MVP to like make up for how quarterback-focused this league is, because like quarterbacks are the most important position on the field, but it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. Like, nobody else has a chance to win MVP at any point. Christian McCaffrey so far should be your MVP, and I think Tyreek Hill has a case for it as well. However, if Dak Prescott somehow beats out, you know, the deserving ones, and then the quarterbacks that probably deserve it more than him, like, you know, Brock Purdy, probably Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, then I will raise him to above average. And that is all the higher he will go because I watched him for multiple years. I watched this dude throw for over 500 yards and I believe 5 or 6 touchdowns in one game. And it was one of the least impressive performances I ever saw. That was a sentence. But the thing is with Dak Prescott, very often his team fell behind and then he had to throw it to catch up, and then he would still lose. And everybody's like, well, Dak Prescott's so fucking good. Look at his stats. The problem is, while I'm looking at his stats and seeing them, I see how people are fooled because his stats are really good. But you watch him on the field, you see that he is an average quarterback at best. And I'm going to stick to my guns on this. Just watch him. Pull up a Cowboys game. I know that nobody actually wants to do that, unless they are a Cowboys fan. Like, actually watch a Cowboys game, and then you'll be like, wow, yeah, you know what? Dak has really good weapons. He has a really good offensive line, a lot of time to throw, and his defense never really puts him in a bad position. Like, just fucking go and watch the game. Go find the game where he threw for over 500 yards and had like 5 or 6 touchdowns. Find it. Watch it, and you'll be like, wow, he actually did not have that impressive of a game, even though his stats are super impressive. Okay, now due to time constraints, I'm just going to say Lions blew out the Broncos. Jared Goff had 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, and looked sharp. Like, the thing about Jared Goff is his stats have been rough the past few weeks, but you see him constantly trying to make plays, constantly trying to fit the ball in tight windows. Like, things that he actually is really good at and does successfully most of the time. He was on a bit of a cold stretch. I'm hoping this hot streak carries him and the Lions to the Super Bowl. We're going to quit talking about football now because of time constraints. I got to wrap this up. It's going to be another short episode. So there is one more thing I want to talk about real quick. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to talk about, but like there is one more thing I want to talk about real quick. Now, everybody and their mother at this point has the streaming services like the Netflix, the Hulus, the Disney Pluses, the Paramount Pluses, the HBO Maxes, the High Dives, the Crunchy Rolls. I'm sure I can go on and on. I think Fox has a fucking streaming service. The Peacocks, Cox. There's so many streaming services. It's just ridiculous. And they're all getting more and more and more and more and more expensive to the point where, like, I'm pretty sure I'm paying more for my streaming services than I would be for cable at this point. However, I would prefer to spend more on streaming services than cable because I can watch what I want, when I want, with no commercials. And you better believe I pay for the ad-free ones because commercials are fucking annoying. However, one streaming service in particular lately has been irking me. Has been absolutely irking me, and that is Hulu. And I'm sure that also has Disney Plus wrapped to it, and probably ESPN Plus. There's one I didn't name. I used to watch ESPN Plus all the time, but then Matthew Berry left ESPN Plus, and I just don't, ESPN in general, and I don't feel the need to watch it anymore. Like, they don't put out the same content that I used to really enjoy. Occasionally, I'll watch, like, a Peyton's Places, but it's just not worth watching anymore. However, that's where we're getting away from the point. Hulu is at the most expensive it's been yet, along with Disney Plus. I have the package to have all three. However, I've been thinking about getting rid of Disney Plus and ESPN because I don't watch them ever at all. Like, occasionally I watch a Marvel movie on Disney Plus, but like I just don't feel the need to. I don't feel the need to have it. I'm spending a lot of money for it and I don't use it. But Hulu, I've been very upset with lately to the point where I went on a little, like, rant about them on Twitter. And I said, Hulu continuously gets more expensive and the quality fucking lowers. It hasn't been keeping the show I'm watching in the continue watching. Then when I type it in, it wants me to restart the show. I pay for no ads, but I still get 2 to 3 seconds of a black screen where they're supposed to go. And they had the audacity to reply to me, Hulu support. I did not reply to this because I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. They said, sorry for any upset. You may be running into a behavior our team is currently investigating regarding our continue watching. We'll share your experience with our team. For now, content should resume from where you left off. You select it from the show's detail page. I'm reading this word for word. That's why I sound like a schmuck. As for the few seconds of black screens, we post content exactly the way it is provided to us by content creators. Ad placement typically matches from what the originality aired. From what was originally aired. Please let us know if we can assist with anything else. Now, I did not get back to them because I would have just been more angry. Because one of the shows I have watched in the past is Letterkenny and Shorcy Season 1 whenever it first released. The few seconds of black space, like it's literally like a black screen where a commercial would go. It just pops up for 2 to 3 seconds, sometimes longer, and then it disappears. It's where the ad would go if you did not pay for the no ad content. And you can tell that's where the ad would go because, like, you've watched enough TV in your life unless you're an infant. So, I pay for no ads, and these screens were not there because I've watched Letterkenny so many fucking times. I watch it every year whenever the new season comes out, and I watch Shorcy every year whenever a new season comes out. Shorcy, I've just watched multiple times. So I know that this is something that started just this year. It used to be edited in a way where that black screen never showed up and it was just a smooth transition. You did not know they were transitioning at all. And I'm going on this long rant and I'm not going to go back and edit it because I don't have time to go back and edit it because of work. However, we are paying more for Hulu to do less. Hulu, apparently, since they are just now airing things how they are released to them, they apparently used to get on there and have somebody edit out all the ad spaces that you would leave blank. Now, I used to work in TV and radio. I know you did leave 2 to 3 seconds of a blank space for advertisements if somebody wanted to put the advertisement there. It worked especially in radio where, like, you could see if you are trained at editing, you can go in and look at an audio track and you can see the space where an ad is supposed to go because it's just a straight little line. And you can, like, if I really wanted to and I was using something other than Audacity, like if I was using the paid audio program that I was using back whenever I worked for a radio and TV station, mind you, it was not the most expensive. It was not the most pretty audio and video editing things that you could use. We had Sony Vegas and Cool Edit, and I'm sure you've heard of Sony Vegas because it's Sony, but Cool Edit you probably never heard of because it's a fucking cheap program. Mind you, it is a lot better to use than Audacity, and I still kind of wish I had it. I don't know if I could find it for real cheap anymore. Maybe that's something I need to look into, but that's neither here or there. Holy fuck, I'm just going to have all kinds of mistakes in this. But, like, you could, if you're experienced, you can look at a radio or an audio file and, like, zoom out and you can see every little mistake. And I could go in there and zap them real quick. Like I said, I just don't have time today. And my eyes are not as trained for that on Audacity as it was on Cool Edit. Like, I used to do this shit 40 hours a week, actually longer. And that's a bullshit road that I'm not going to go down. And I'm not going to, like, trash the company I worked for because they no longer exist, so it's just a waste of my time. And they got what they deserved, in my opinion. Because whenever I asked for a raise, because I was making like just over minimum wage, they opted to let me go, even though I ran radio, TV, and did most of the work in the newspaper at the time. I have nothing else I want to say about that or waste my time on about that. However, like, you can look, if you are an experienced editor, you can look especially at, like, TV and audio and find the spaces where the ads would go in because it would just be a blank space or you could see the sliver of darkness in the video. And, like, they should have somebody still go in there and cut that out for people who pay extra, especially because they're raising their prices all the fucking time. I'm paying the most I have for Hulu, and they don't have the decency to edit out the 3 seconds of blank space where the ad is supposed to go. Like, come on, it's just ridiculous. Like, why raise the prices if you're getting lazier? Is it for all the new shows you're coming out with, like Netflix? Because, like, those get canceled after 2 seasons, no matter how good they are. Just because they aren't the most popular thing because people like to binge watch and they like to wait for the full fucking show to come out with. I don't understand how they don't have a team of people who, like, understand how TV shows work whenever, like, basic people fucking do. Nobody, almost nobody, watches a show during the first season. It takes a while for it to come out. Look at the fucking Office. Look at the Office. That was, like, somewhat popular, but, like, they thought about canceling it many times because it didn't have the viewership, and then they stuck with it, and look at it now. It's so fucking huge that people are, like, the cast came back to do podcasts and, like, different things as their characters because it's so fucking big again. You finish a fucking series the whole way through. Don't fucking give up on that. Don't fucking give up on that because you don't know how big it could end up in the future. And you're just pulling the legs out from underneath it. You're pulling the legs out from underneath it. You're not giving it a chance. In today's, like, society, ADHD is running rampant, and we just want to binge watch shit. We don't want to fucking wait. I know. Whenever I watch a show, like, I'm watching Mushoku Tensei right now, the anime, And it's currently like a quarter of the way through season two. Okay, so I watched season one, and then I waited about two, well, I want to say like a year, year and a half for season two to start. Whenever I started season two, I forgot what happened in season one. So I had to go back, rewatch season one, and then go through season two up to the point where it's at. And whenever like they finally release the rest of season two or whatever next part of season two they have to, I'm probably going to have to restart fucking season two just to remember where I'm at. Whenever I play my like games that release a new chapter yearly, almost every time I have to go back and play the entire fucking game over again just to remember what happened. And they're like, they're really good games and they're really good shows. It's not like, I mean, even when the ADHD, like, I'm sure back before cell phones and stuff where people had to watch five different screens at one time, it was the same case. I'm sure it was the same fucking case where, like, if a show takes forever, they need to do at least a recap of some way, shape, or form. There has to be an extended recap of some way, shape, or form, and they don't do that, so you have to go back and watch every little fucking thing. I'd rather wait for a show to completely finish and then go through and watch the entire thing at one time. That's what I'm doing right now with the show that they refused to put it in the continue watching, Schitt's Creek. I'm watching that right now. It's done, and now I'm watching it. That's how, like, am I tardy to the party? Yes, but can I go through the entire thing at once? Yeah, and that's how I'd rather do it. And, I mean, there are some animes and stuff where I get on the ball as soon as it's released, I watch it. But that's just not how I prefer to do things. It's nice whenever a show's finished and you just, from start to finish, go through the entire thing. I don't know. Let me know how you prefer to watch things in the comments below. Leave your ratings. Tell your friends about me. And all that fun stuff. My name is Brandon Schreckengost at The Real B Shrek on your social medias. I still have not created a Shrek Attack account for anything because I just, quite frankly, don't have time. I'm not going to edit this, so I apologize at this point if there are any mistakes. If you can hear me breathe in obnoxiously, because I normally go back and edit out every time I obnoxiously breathe in. And just anything else, I apologize if I haven't taken it out and it annoys you. It's just like I don't got time. I have to literally get off, say this, export it, go take a shower, go find some fucking coffee and get to work for the entire night. So I hope you enjoyed. I have made a decision that I am going to wait to the middle of January to do my Madden rant because I want it to be during a time where people aren't just completely busy and have to wait a long time to listen to it. So we aren't going to do it around Christmas or New Year's. We're going to wait until January to do that, just like the middle of it somewhere. And then we are going to meet up with Christopher Ober at some point. Him and I will get together and talk about what we want to do. Probably something with movies for his channel. Probably just more ranting of old men on my channel. Because that's essentially what I've done the past 2 weeks, is just ranted away. And for some reason, you guys just fucking eat that up. So thank you. Thank you. I hear voices in my apartment now, so I'm going to go check that out. And if I'm not back next week, I got murdered. So once again, thank you for listening. Follow me at The Real B Shrek on all social medias. If you type it in and you don't find it, I'm not there. Give my podcast a rating, share it with a friend, and next week we will be back because I have time and I'll talk about who the fucking knows. Hit the fucking music. Goodbye. Yeah. I survived. The voices were downstairs.